with the check on your sports for this Thursday morning. I'm sports director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State baseball, they lost in Sioux Falls last night to Creighton. It was 12-2 in seven innings. Creighton scored three runs in the first, two more in the second, three more in the third to take an early 8-0 lead. SDSU baseball starts a three-game home series tomorrow versus North Dakota State. First game will be on Friday at 3 p.m., followed by a Saturday doubleheader that starts at 11 a.m. South Dakota State softball scheduled to host Omaha for three games starting tomorrow night at 5 p.m. That is then followed by a 1 p.m. doubleheader on Saturday. Jackrabbit softball, currently in second place in the Summit League, they are a game and a half behind their opponent this weekend, Omaha, for first place. Dakota Wesleyan softball hosting Morningside Saturday for a 1 p.m. doubleheader. That'll wrap up the regular season for Tiger softball. It'll be Wednesday next week. They start the GPAC softball tournaments. And Dakota Wesleyan baseball, they will wrap up the regular season this weekend. They host Concordia for two games tomorrow. First one scheduled at 1 p.m. at Drake Field, and then two more games on Saturday. And that Saturday doubleheader scheduled at noon. NFL draft starts tonight. It'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin this year. Number one pick goes to the Tennessee Titans. They're expected to pick Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Reports say the Cleveland Browns and New York Giants fielding trade requests for their second and third picks overall, likely to stay in those spots. Colorado two-way star Travis Hunter expected to go in the top five. Your Heisman Trophy winner, a wide receiver and defensive back. Also a Penn State pass rusher Abdul Carter expected to be a top five pick. Also Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty expected to be picked in the top 10. Former Chicago Bears defensive lineman Steve McMichael passed away yesterday following a years-long battle with ALS. McMichael was 67 years old. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this past summer. He played for the Bears, their 1985 defense, their famed defense that won the franchise's only Super Bowl. McMichael still ranks second in career sacks for Chicago with 92.5. He also played in a franchise record 191 straight games without missing from 1981 to 1993. So a longtime Bears defensive lineman, Steve McMichael, passed away yesterday due to ALS at the age of 67. NBA playoffs continued last night. Houston defeated Golden State 109-94 behind Jalen Green's 8 three-pointers and 38 points. That series tied at a game apiece. Boston beat Orlando 109-100 to take a 2-0 series lead. Boston was without All-Star Jason Tatum, who had a bone bruise in his right wrist. Celtics, they were fine, though, getting 36 points and 10 rebounds from Jaylen Brown. And Donovan Mitchell led Cleveland with 30 points last night, including 17 in the fourth quarter. Cleveland held on for a 121-112 win over the Miami Heat. Cleveland with a 2-0 series lead. NBA playoffs continue tonight. New York Knicks at the Detroit Pistons, 6 o'clock on TNT. Series tied at a game apiece. Oklahoma City at Memphis, 8:30 on TNT. OKC, they have dominated the first two games of that series. And tonight on NBA TV at 9 p.m., the Denver Nuggets are in Los Angeles to take on the Clippers. It's been a very close series, tied at a game apiece. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.